The 10th day of Bashan, the passing of the three Hebrew young men, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. On this day, the church commemorates the passing of the three young Hebrew men who are best known for living through the fires of a furnace, their lives protected by God. Their names were Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. They are often referred to as the three young men in the furnace. Their story is told in the Old Testament book of Daniel. They were the sons of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah. When King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon conquered Judah, his army destroyed the great temple of Solomon and exiled most of the population to Babylon, including Jehoiakim and his sons. Nebuchadnezzar commanded that the best of the exiled young men become his servants, and these three young princes were among those chosen, as was their cousin, Daniel. Their new overseer gave them other names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to the three brothers, and Belshazzar to Daniel, and prepared to start their training to become worthy servants of the king. The four young Hebrew men agreed amongst themselves to keep the Hebrew restrictions on food, and decided that if they had to serve the Babylonian king, they at least did not want to defile themselves with the king's food and wine, and asked their overseer for a special diet of vegetables and other acceptable food. At first, the overseer was reluctant, as he did not want the king to see his new servants looking hungry. But the young men persuaded him to let them have their diet for 10 days and see how they looked compared to the other servants who ate what the king ate. Sure enough, at the end of the 10 days, the overseer could notice the four young men looked much healthier than the others. Their education and training began and took 3 years to complete. When they began their service to the king, Nebuchadnezzar was greatly impressed at their knowledge and wisdom, and he appointed them to be governors over the provinces of Babylon. But then it came to the king's attention that at a public event, the three young Hebrew men who had attended refused to worship a gigantic golden statue of a Babylonian god. He had them brought before him, and the young men told the king that they worshipped only the one true God. The king commanded that they be thrown into a fiery furnace, but God sent an angel to protect the young men from the intense heat and flames, and when the king saw such a miracle, he too believed in their God and made them even more powerful officials in the Babylonian provinces. A considerable time later, tradition holds that the three young Hebrew men were praying. They passed peacefully away. When the king heard of their deaths, he mourned for them and had them buried with great honor. Centuries later, Pope Theophilus, the 23rd Patriarch of Alexandria, built a church after their names and wanted to place their bodies in it. He instructed that St. John the Short go to Babylon and bring the bodies of the three Hebrew men back to the church in Egypt. When St. John arrived at the place where the three were buried, he heard a voice telling him that it was the Lord's will that the three bodies remain buried in their current place, but to return to the patriarch and tell him to fill the oil lamps of the new church with oil on the night of the consecration of the church, and the power and the majesty of the Lord would be revealed. Pope Theophilus prepared the lamps as instructed, and to the amazement of all those present at the consecration, the lamps suddenly lit on their own. The Pope completed the consecration of the church, named for the three young Hebrew men, whose devotion and faith and the one true God saved them from the fire of man's furnace and was reflected in the gentle flames of lamps in a church lit by God. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.